Originally published in 2005 as The View from Delphi, this novel has now been revised and retitled Miss Hazel and the Rosa Parks League. It bears similarities in theme, characters, and setting, the beginnings of the civil rights era, to Catherine Stockett's smash novel, but in fact was written prior to The Help, 2009. This is a tale of two young women, mothers, one black, one white. In northeast Mississippi, called in this novel the Tom Bigby Hills, young Hazel Aishi marries young Floyd Graham, just back from the war in the Pacific. They move west to Delphi in the Delta, culturally another world, where Floyd, a ludicrous go-getter, will make his fortune and move them into a big house on the hill. Floyd has become intoxicated with a self-help book entitled There's No Future in Looking Back, The Science of Controlled Thinking. And his conversation is full of it. If you can see it, you can be it. Attitude determines altitude. It's a matter of magnetism. What are your thoughts attracting today? How fast you travel on the track to success is determined by your train of thought. In real life, one would flee. But Floyd on the page is a riot. And all this tripe actually works for Floyd. He sells cotton combines, then gets the Lincoln dealership. But Hazel is a mess. She can't cook, knows nothing about dressing herself. She decorates their big house with a green vinyl sectional couch and a coffee table in the shape of a banana. In a truly hilarious and depressing scene, when the snobbish UDC Troy Arts Club meets at her home, she serves Vienna sausages and ham bits in crushed pineapple. Not proper lady food. The event is a catastrophe, and Hazel has no clue why. When her younger boy dies in an accident, Hazel takes to drinking and driving the highways in her Lincoln. Vida Snow is a black woman who, as a teenager, was raped by the evil Billy Dean Bister, who becomes sheriff and then, fearful of being found out, tries to kill his mulatto son. To save Nate's life, Vida must send away her only child. Vida, once thoroughly dissolute, now somewhat reformed, becomes Hazel's maid. The two women hate each other, but the two mothers, mourning the loss of sons, become friends. In fact, Vida and her fellow black maids become Hazel's only friends and form the secret Rosa Parks League. Wise, patient, cunning, having already infiltrated the homes of the enemy, they are the advance troops for the coming battle. Odell's novel has a cast of fairly recognizable characters: plucky underclass, wicked sheriff, arrogant planter with two daughters, one beautiful and wild, the other spectacularly ugly, greedy, racist local businessmen, snooty club women, and a load of plot, rape, embezzlement, attempted murder, corruption of every kind. It is impossible not to enjoy Odell's oversized storytelling. And for those who might not already know, this novel demonstrates the absolute power of the county sheriff in places like Mississippi. There is no escape and no recourse. In fact, as Vida puts it at one meeting, quote, "In Alabama, the law is bad to stand around and let you get killed. But in Mississippi, the law be the ones trying to kill you."